The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, folks. John Potter here, live and local every Saturday morning. We got this great show coming up. The benefit for Zoe Ward at Carson City's Brewery Arts Center. To tell us about this, you don't want to miss it. Carol Scott is on the phone lines. Hi, Carol. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
So tell us about, how do you know Zoe Ward?
Okay, well, I am the executive director of Wild Horse Productions, which we have Wild Horse Children's Theater and Wild Horse Stage Company, our two divisions. And Zoe and her family have been part of our Wild Horse Children's Theater family for a long time now. They have six children in the family, ages from 18 to, I believe the youngest one, Reverie, is 14 months old, and Reverie actually was our little elephant bird in our Seussical production that we just did in the spring.
Okay. So they have tell us about Zoe Ward.
Okay. Zoe is one of our young actors, and Zoe has been diagnosed right after her 11th birthday, about 3 months ago, with childhood brain cancer. Specifically DIPG, which she is getting radiation treatment for right now.
At 11 years old? Oh, my gosh.
11 years old, yes. And she is amazing, one of our young actors. She was actually in her radiation treatment and still did summer camp with us this year. So, and her family, like I said, has six children. So we are putting on a benefit.
It's a benefit
for her.
Yeah, it's a big show, right? Tell us about what folks can enjoy at this show. It's coming up next Friday.
Yes, Friday, August 11th, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Brewery Arts Center Performance Hall. We have all sorts of talent from all across Northern Nevada. We also have some talent coming back from various places where they've been performing around the world to be a part of this benefit. We have dance troupes. We have amazing singers. We have opera singer. We have musical theater singers. We have a magician. We have piano players. And Zoe's dad is a pastor at one of the ministries in Carson City. So they have their praise group doing a couple of numbers for us. So it's going to be full of entertainment. That you would pay lots more money for.
What a show. So we got singers, yeah. We got dancers, acrobats. You didn't mention comedians, but I see that on the flyer here.
Comedians. Our MC is actually a comedian.
And all the performers have offered their talents for free, and everything raised goes to Zoe and her family. Yeah. Is that right? Where'd you find all these people? Are they in your theater group, or are they outside of it, too, banding together to help her out?
The entire entertainment community in Northern Nevada has banded together. When we put out a call for auditions, we got more people auditioning than we could put on the stage. We would have a 10-hour performance. So we really had to pick the best of the best. And some of them are young performers. Some of them are performers that have grown up in our company and they're off now performing internationally or in New York or in L.A. And they have come back to lead their talents for this
An extravaganza. Tickets are sold by donation with a minimum of $10 for this amazing live. Imagine it's going to be a couple of hour event on stage with just about every performer in Carson City coming out to the a Brewery Arts Center, and do they donate their space there?
Yes, we're in the Brewery Arts Center Performance Hall, which is the church, and the BAC has donated the venue for it. Wild Horse has donated all the concessions and the raffle prizes, so it's 100% to the Ward family.
You really went all out getting this together. I've heard of benefits before, but this is the granddaddy of them all.
We take care of our family.
Yeah, you sure do. And by the way, I haven't really heard of this. Of course, I'm in Reno. Wild Horse Children's Theater. So you put out a regular schedule of plays every season, huh?
Yeah, we're in our 15th season. We're internationally award-winning. We've won numerous awards at various festivals. And we do main stage shows a year and a summer camp.
All right. Tickets sold by donation, minimum of $10. You're going to be selling them at the door. And this is coming up Friday at the Brewery Arts Center at 7 p.m. And you can also also buy them online. Is there a simpler website to go to buy these tickets, like right now?
Yes, I would suggest buying tickets ahead of time. We have a limited seating in the performance hall. We only have one performance, and we will sell them at the door if they're available, and I'm sure we're going to sell out. I would tell people to go to our website, which is www.wildhorsetheater.com, and theater is spelled with the E-R at the end, the American spelling, not the British spelling.
Okay.
Or just Google Wild Horse Children's Theater, and they'll take you to our website. And you
that's
can
the way to
the
do
link.
It. That's the way to do it. Perfect. Yeah, just Google Wild Horse Children's Theater. And I'm sure on your homepage, you probably have a link to buy tickets for this awesome event coming up on Friday.
There isn't there is a ticket link on the front page.
Oh, that's good. You know what? I got to say, and I see these events coming up. By the way, I pray for Zoe, and all good hopes go toward the next prognosis out there. You know what? And this was one of the things that I was hoping for is they changed our medical system with the supposed affordable care, whatever, that we would finally get to put an end. Not that what you're doing is not the most noble thing, and it is wonderful, but it is a shame to see the country that we are, where families are in this position of where they have to go and appeal. And thank God for people like you who do this, but it is something that I wish would change in the future, and that when it comes to catastrophic care, that we do something different. But in the meantime, I think this is just one of the greatest things, and this is why we had to devote a good portion of our airtime to help bring some folks out, not just for Zoe Ward, but to have a great time at this event where all these young people put on a show, just like they did in the Andy Hardy movies, you know, with everybody.
We want it to be uplifting. It's an uplifting show. You know, it's going to be, Zoe's going to be there. Zoe's performing for us. She's
no kidding. What does she
Zoe
do?
Zoe will be there. She's going to play piano.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. So we have,
bravo.
You know, we're working, you know, we're honoring her and helping her family. And, she's still able to get up and do things with us. And we are so happy about that.
All right. Zoe Ward, God bless you, Zoe. And Carol Scott, thank you for devoting, so much time and effort on this. It's going to be a blast. The benefit is Friday, and Carson City Brewery Arts Center. And just go online, Google Wild Horse Children's Theater. Good luck, dear.
And thank you so much.
All right, dear. Best of luck to you, Carol. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Folks, I haven't been there in a while, but at this point, I'd like to ask if you'd like to share with me your experience with the DMV. I'd be grateful for your call. 884-9910. And also, can anybody call and give us some good ideas of how to possibly improve the DMV? In your experience, what's been your personal experience with the DMV? What are they not doing right? What would you do if you were in charge? We need some ideas, because it all seems to be getting worse on Double Diamond Parkway. What's the problem there? How can the DMV be going in the opposite direction in this day of faster computers and modern efficiency? The continued incapability of the state of Nevada to figure out how to process vehicle registrations and driver's licenses is at this point mind-boggling. How is it that the Department of Motor Vehicles could be screwed up so badly? Something has to be done, because what we have now is entirely unacceptable. How is it that they can't correct and improve this agency I ask you, and I would be grateful for your call, even just to share your personal experience on this, and hopefully maybe we can go in a positive direction with this, and maybe you have some solutions that could help. 884-9910. I'm not going to complain about any personal experiences I have. I have had personal experiences. They were not good. That's all I'll say about it. But I'm more interested in hearing from you, and I'll be grateful for your call. 884-9910. We'll get to those calls next. I'm John Potter. This is All Live and Local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 1016.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Each and every Saturday morning, I'm John Potter. Topic now, our DMV. We got to talk about it, folks. We do. 884-9910. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, thanks for lining these up, Phil. Jimmy calling about DMV issues. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you, John. Hey. Just a little side note. We were actually born in the same hospital.
Really? How do you know what hospital I was born in?
Because we spoke before. Rochester General.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. We're bonded.
But the reason I called, I was just there, the one out here in Yarrington, yesterday? My butt's still flat.
Yarrington, too? Choice. Well, I heard that was the... Now, we kept it a secret, but that was the good DMV. That was the escape. Listen, Jimmy, this is why I never mentioned it before. I get that. The things I love in town, you don't blab about it, folks. You ruined the Western Village Steakhouse with all of your recommendations to go there. Now you wait in line. And the cost went skyrocketing. Anyway, back to the DMV. What are the issues that you've had? What's the problem, Jimmy?
Well, It took me 4 hours for a 2-minute sit down.
And why
you know,
is that?
Usually you go in there and you're out, you know. It's that simple. But I guess because there was some kind of commotion at the Carson City one.
A commotion.
So everybody, I don't know, something got closed down or...
If I can jump in here for just a moment, there was a backpack left unattended at the DMV in Carson City, and they treated it as a bomb scare. They evacuated the building. They brought in a bomb-sniffing dog from Reno. It wasn't a bomb, and there was nothing wrong, but they had a scare and shut down the Carson City office for a few hours because of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we didn't get that one.
Well, you just, I guess, picked the wrong day to go because, Yarrington, and I'm, let's not tell anybody else, but you and me, has been a good experience from all that I've heard. You know, for a while they were saying, Reno people, you can't use these other offices, and why the heck not? My taxes go to the state. To let me do my business.
It's not a county
thing.
You can't
do that and discriminate against Reno people. So they lifted that finally. A little bit of common sense at the DMV finally happened. So anyway, what your response to me saying you just went on the wrong day, Jimmy?
Yeah, I got there late, too. Usually I get there at 7 so I can get in at 8, you know. Okay. So I didn't get there until, I don't know, 10.
Well, all right.
So that was my fault.
I'm sorry.
But my butt's still flat.
Okay. I'm picturing it right now, and it's a shame you said that.
Oh, no.
Jimmy,
don't do that.
Have a great day, my friend.
We'll send you back to Waco if you do that.
Oh, you know too much about me. Now I'm uncomfortable. Jimmy, you call back anytime. Appreciate it. 10:23 is our time. The extreme hassles. That people are trying to deal with getting their permits and plates and licenses. By the way, phone number 884-9910. The extreme hassles people are trying to go through to get their permits, plates, and the licenses. They really haven't made the evening news. But there was a Ask Joe Investigates this week. As Joe writes on his Facebook, the Nevada DMV confirms it has launched a high-level internal investigation after we found someone selling next-day appointments for DMV services, like next-day appointments for $25. We were able to confirm through a source who asked not to be identified that one appointment was sold through a shopping website and booked the very next day. In other words, some DMV staff may be using their computers to block off some times and sell them on their own for some side cash. I would gladly pay $25 for a next day appointment. Yeah, sold. Can we get that person's number so we can pay and book easily like it's supposed to be? The DMV put out a statement that this is not allowed and they're investigating. I think DMV management is just mad that they didn't think of it first. Joe says whether it's an employee or somebody else who is behind this is unclear. It's also unclear how many next day appointments have been sold. DMV's investigating, but they're part of the cause of this. They really need to get their act together. And so far, two governors have failed to solve it.
But it's more governors than that. Remember when they rolled out that Genesis system back in 2000?
Is this a computer thing that didn't work?
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yes, it was. They had lines wrapped around the building at the old DMV in Reno.
It is on the governors to solve it.
One thing that would help, in my opinion, you know those DMV kiosks?
Well, they reduce the number of them.
I know. If they had
the
dozens
express
more,
offices, Sandoval, the express offices were, some of them were closed.
If we had dozens more of those kiosks, it would help. I just used one the other day at the Raley's on Mayan to register my vehicle. I was in and out, mm-hmm. snap, no problem. I didn't have to wait in line at DMV.
I get that, but the number one complaint I hear about the kiosks is they can't or they don't do everything.
No, they don't, no.
If you're doing online stuff, there's always that thing that they don't do. But anyway, my belief always has been, not just the DMV, Americans are a resourceful people. Surely somebody could devise a system for doing business at the DMV that isn't soul-sucking, overly time-consuming, and maddening, because humans are not that dumb, you know? Sure, a lot of us are funny-looking, but humans figure things out, right? Exhibit A, the Sutro Tunnel. Oh my gosh, what the heck is that? You dug this huge 4-mile-long drainage tunnel from Dayton to Virginia City in the 1870s for the miners? It's amazing. Yes, we figure things out. And for over 3 or 4 years now, we can't figure out how, in Nevada, to get people to get their licenses and those expensive registrations done in a timely manner. And we're not even asking the DMV to make it efficient. How about if we just make it functional? We all see vehicles without license plates too often. They've been doing appointment only for over a year now. And how is it fees were increased and service declined so much? We see people camped outside the Reno DMV at 4, 5 a.m. on every walk-in day. And I was told people sometimes you'll see somebody there starting the line at 2 in the morning. Could that, like, they're lining up for a Maroon 5 concert, I guess, overnight. I mean, 2 a.m., could that be true? People say, or the DMV even says this, they're short-staffed. The DMV is not something that can be short-staffed. It have fewer management meetings. Man the windows instead. Double the staff and the number of open windows. A window should never close for breaks and lunches. Extras should be filling in there. Get some people from other state agencies to man the windows. It's an emergency, basically. You can't find people? Maybe try a bit harder. The recruiting for jobs at the DMV has been invisible. Has anybody ever seen one ad or online post or even a note on a supermarket bulletin board from the DMV saying, come work for us, here's what we can give you the perks aside from pay. There are perks, you know, working a state job, even though the pay admittedly is very low. They state workers have perks. I don't know what they are because the DMV is not very good at marketing. I went to their Facebook page. They don't mention what the perks are, but I know there are perks for working state jobs, but they don't mention them. It's called marketing. Publicize the positives of working there. I mean, you get what, purse benefits? Or use your imagination. Maybe the state could hold a contest for the development of a better, more efficient system with a big award for the winner. I'm just right. I don't know. 884-9910. Surely you're smarter than me, but I'd be grateful for your call, sharing your experience and what you think has to be done. 884-9910. And Phil, we'll take your call and put it on hold. I'm John Potter. We're going to break for Fox News. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time is 10:30.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning. And as always, I am grateful for your calls at 884-9910. Had two calls on my phone. The first one was, John, you sound like you have a hangover today. I apologize for that. It's not a hangover. I don't drink anymore. But I got very, very little sleep last night. We're talking minutes because Kathy and I, we enjoy movies, of course. TCM had Anthony Perkins week. I love Anthony Perkins. Never seen him do a bad movie. Well, so these movies are on my DVR. And yeah, we watched Psycho, loved it, had a great time watching it. And then there was this Anthony Perkins movie, and my wife is the kind of person who, no matter how bad the movie is, we have to sit there and stick it out and see the ending. It's just a thing with her. Me, personally, I give movies 20, 25 minutes max, and if it's bad, I give up. Your time is too valuable. But this one, I went along with this, watch it till the end, because I've never seen Anthony Perkins do a bad movie. Oh, we were watching this thing, an hour in. Oh, it's something's got to happen here. Some twist is coming, or never did. And so at 3 a.m. when it ended, laid there awake trying to figure it out. I didn't get any sleep at all. 40 minutes. Here's another reason why I didn't get any sleep. The cats, noticing that I'm up at 2 a.m, figure that, it must be time to get up. And they go through their routine. The one cat just bites me constantly. I have to cover myself with the blankets. Bites my nose, if it can see my nose. Fingers, oh my God, they're up for grabs. This is her way of waking me up to get, it's my fault because I have this routine where the first thing I do when I get up, and I do get up to see the sunrise each and every morning, I do get up early, but first thing I do is give them their treat. And that's a bad thing to do because if they see an eye open, they think it's time for that and they do all they can to wake me. So yeah, sorry about that. It's a terrible show. I'm not with it. I apologize. Second call I got from somebody I know on my phone was they said, fix the schedule. We're talking DMV here, by the way, folks. We're going to solve the whole issue at the DMV on this radio show. But this person I know called me and said, you know what the answer is, John? Fix the scheduling. Because he waited hours at the DMV when he had a legit appointment. He had an appointment for 10:30 in the morning. And the appointment, as our last caller said, you sit down for 2 minutes with him and the thing is done. His appointment didn't start till noon. Even on the appointments set, you're still stuck there. The appointment system, the scheduling, doesn't even work. Is your time more important than ours? Why open a new facility in South Reno if it's worse than Goleti Way? And speaking of which, I never thought I would see the day when I say, man, that DMV was pretty efficient to Goleti Way. Over $50 million for a new facility, and it doesn't seem to work. And as it stands now, we pay taxes, and we cannot even walk in to conduct business for a public government service. Yes, you have new electronic services, but as I was telling Phil, they don't do much more than the basics. Online, it's pretty limited stuff. Either make it possible to do everything online or just quit the car registration business. I'm not talking about, by the way, I'm not talking about the ground troops of Nevada's DMV who have to face, my heart is with you, because you have to, not only the job and the management there, which must be horrible, you have to face so many unhappy people every day. Can you imagine? I like the people I've dealt with, and I had to deal with them just last week because I couldn't get online even with their new second step authorization. But they have done a hero's job getting what they can do done. It's obviously a management issue, and unfortunately jobs in charge of some state agencies have not been given to efficiency experts. I have seen state agency after state agency headed by people who really don't have the expertise to be in charge of them. They're appointed by governors, sometimes as thank yous for campaign support. I have seen people in charge. I can name three, I won't name, three very important state agencies that serve us, the public, who have never specialized in the field that they have or are managing. Nothing personal, but that leads to boneheadedness. And we in Nevada accept this. People waiting outside in the dark before the DMV opens is unacceptable. Whether any one of us will actually see a normal, dare I say efficient, DMV again, I don't know. And if you're one of the people unfairly and unfortunately affected by the state's problems in licensing and registering and getting license plates out, I hope this is the year and the governor, I hope this is the governor that helps us all out. But I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for that to happen. And by the way, the DMV technology fee refunds that they owed you ended July 1st. You had to go to claim them. So if you didn't do that, they're keeping your unclaimed cash, which is reminiscent of the issue I had when I had two vehicles and I wanted to downsize from two vehicles to one. And this was soon after I paid registration. I sold the second car. Insurance company immediately refunded me my leftover money that I had with the policy. The DMV's policy is when you do that, you don't get a refund on your registration, on the leftover time on your registration. They give you credit. And I tried to explain to them, I said, I'm never going to use the credit because now I'm a one-car family. I downsized. They kept my money. They kept it. As for the second step authorization thing, the kind of funny, well, not funny story is I tried to do the mydmvnv.com. I couldn't get in. I had a password. I had an account. But then it asked for my phone number. And that's where I've been running into trouble because I was 20 years at Channel 2. And I stupidly used my work phone for a lot of these things. And I had to go back and change them all. You can't change it at the DMV. I called. I waited the 35 minutes on the phone. And the lady told me, well, I said, first off, I said, why'd you have to do the second step authorization? I have my password. I have my account. She said, well, too many people were forgetting their passwords. Okay. I didn't question further. Doesn't make any sense at all. But I said, what can you do for me? And the solution was to close out my entire account and account history with the DMV and then start anew because I don't know. Like I said, management policy or issue, something. You think your job is tough. Okay, phone number is 884-9910. I'm John Potter, all live and local. Please call. Don't make me talk about Donald Trump because that's the other thing I wanted to talk to. You know, I don't want to get into politics, but you know what? To be honest with you, politics does affect us, you know, so I will touch on that. The indictment. I don't know if you noticed on the news, but he was indicted. The news. Yeah. That's another thing to talk about with my experience in the news. I'm just waiting for Phil to line up these calls for me. So I'm just BSing. It's going to be a beautiful day today, though. 90s. Can you believe it? Yeah. It's like gas prices. Oh, they went down like 50 cents. Now we're overjoyed. Temperatures down from the hundreds to the 90s. I'm overjoyed. All right, let's go to Kurt. Kurt is calling from Reno, I assume, on the DMV. Hey, Kurt, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. I've had, you know, good experiences and bad experiences with the DMV, but I will agree with you that Galetti Way, as much as you dreaded going there, seems to be, it was much more efficient than what.
Yeah, I feel terrible that I criticized Galetti.
Yeah. No, exactly. And, you know, as a number of people have said, I've had the experience down in Carson City of that being very efficiently run. And, you know, trying to get an appointment up here, then you check Carson. It's like, oh, I can go down to Carson today or tomorrow. And it's like, okay, I'll you know, drive the 30 miles south and get done what I needed to get done. But I do remember one time I went in during the COVID era to the Reno office and had my appointment, got there, got through the quick check line, and then got to stand in the middle of the building in a line of 6 to 8 people deep, no chairs. So at that point I said, I'll just sit on the floor. Then the very obnoxious security guard came over and told me, you can't sit on the floor. Mm. It's like, you don't give me a chair to sit in. I have an appointment time. You're not on schedule. So yeah, 45 minutes later, I finally got to see somebody and it's like, oh, you need to bring us this. And it's like, you know, what an act of frustration.
Yeah. Even your dog's upset. All right. I appreciate you calling there, Kurt.
Okay.
Yes. All right, sir. Yeah. Like I said, to me, the staff there that works the battle lines at the DMV, they're kind of heroes. But I will say, yes, they have been abrupt with me, like he just said, the security guard's story. I preface this by saying they put up with so much from people who are just at their last line. But that downsizing I talked about when I went from 2 cars to 1, I had to return license plates. And being a dutiful citizen, I made sure I was going to do the right thing. I went to the DMV website and I saw where it said, you drop off your plate in the big box at the entrance. And I went there to Galetti Way and there was no big box. Oh no. And I saw the long line for just the general, you know, check-in line, way too long. I wasn't going to wait that long to just return plates. And I went up to I went up to the windows and I kind of raised my voice and I said, can I drop these off somewhere? Lady goes, you drop them in off the box at the entrance. I said, there's no box out there. But boy, I went out with a tail between my legs and next time I'll bring cookies. I just, ooh, that was rough. That shook me up. Let's go to Paul online at 884-9910. Paul, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, John. Hey, I got two things for you. One is you talked about your double authentication to try and get in.
Yes.
It's not just the DMV. I had this similar thing with Department of Wildlife.
Yep. You're absolutely right. I was not just the DMV, but suddenly, how do people get through online if they get a new phone or phone number?
It's not even just phone. I changed my email address, right? And I started getting new emails to my new address. But I forgot my password. I do it once a year. I go to do password reset, and I put in my email address. We don't have that. I had to put in my old email address, which fortunately I still have, and then they sent me a password reset on that email address, and I could get in. So my email address changed half of it, but not the other half.
Yeah, you're lucky you could get into your old email address. A lot of people can't for one reason or another. My old work email at KTVN, I can't get into. My wife switched from SBC Global to something else, and she lost the SBC Global email. God knows what's on that email now.
Yeah.
But she runs into this all the time, and Apple, impossible to deal with.
I got a little correction. I got a little correction for you, too. You referred to the DMV as a basic government service. It's not a government service. It's a government requirement that they make it hard for you to do. Don't ever refer to it as a government service. They mandate by law you have to do it, and then they make it almost impossible for you to do it.
Ah, I misspoke. All right.
Yes, it's a government requirement. It's a basic government requirement that they can't handle.
Well, it is. When they say we're short-staffed, you cannot be short-staffed. It is not allowed. It's a necessity.
You require it by law.
But they seem to say that like it's the excuse and end of discussion. Absolutely not, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, thank you so much.
Take care, sir.
Poor Phil doing a good job. Look at all these calls. Randy calling. Dan. I'm sorry. Which one are we taking there?
Let's go to Dan.
All right, let's go to Dan. Dan calling about DMV. Hi, this is John Potter. Dan, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hello, John. This is Dan Van Eno. Perhaps you remember
me. Hey, I sure do, my friend. Good. How are you?
Hey, listen.
Dan Van Eno, folks. Radio celebrity on the phone. Dan Van Eno. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, stop flattering me. I can't handle it. So, when I worked with you, when I was doing the Saturday morning show with you on the other radio station, I always thought you were a little eccentric. I couldn't quite figure you out. But now that I've been listening to your show after I do my show on the other radio station, I hope nobody is listening, I really came to realize that you really have become a wonderful talk show host. You are really a pro, in my opinion. And the topics and subjects you choose for your show are always either entertaining or very informative. So I just wanted to give you a little attaboy, make you feel good, I hope.
Dan, I really enjoyed working with you, and I must apologize to you because I know at times that I was not at my best there. So I do appreciate this call, and I would love to get together with you socially sometime, and I apologize for anything that I may have. I have to do that a lot, by the way. Dan, thank you so much. So good to hear your voice. You're a prince.
Likewise, buddy. But, sir, I do have a very specific question. Last week, you had a guest on who specializes in reverse mortgages. And I'm very interested in talking to her, but I forgot her name and or phone number. Can you give that to me, or do I have to call you back?
I will. I have her name, but I don't have her phone number and all that. So I'll tell you what. You email me. This would be good to get a contact with you. Email me. RenoMan47@Yahoo.
RenoMan47@Yahoo.com. 47@Yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, you bet, Ben. Continue to have a good show. I love listening to it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. I I listen to you on the way to work. I shouldn't tell the boss that. Okay, let's squeeze in Randy. Randy calling from...
I hate to say this. We can't squeeze in Randy.
Oh, we can't.
No,
oh,
we
I'm
have
sorry.
To go to a break. Randy. We are way over.
All right. Sorry about that. Randy, hold on. We'll be right back. 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
Randy, I'm sorry about this. We got 30 seconds for you, unless you want to hold on for after Fox News. Randy, go ahead.
Hey, John, I have a DMV situation.
Randy, do you want to hold on? I hate to do this. I'm a very bad radio host. I didn't look at the clock here. Can we do Fox News and then get to you?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do Fox News.
Yeah, it's up next, Randy. I really appreciate this, and please hold on, and we'll get to you right after Fox News, okay?
You bet.
Put him on hold there, Phil. I apologize again. Folks, we have other lines, 884-9910. We are going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. It's a beautiful day today. We got one more hour of the show to go, and we will be right back. FM News Talk time is 10:58.